Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello. Yeah, the music. I do that so much, it's embarrassing. Welcome to you. Thank you for being here. Angel Podcast from the Impact Power Sports Studio in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. I appreciate you. Rockford is the place for Impact Power Sports where you can pick up an ATV, an SUV. No, not an SUV. An ATV. It's a terrible start. Side-by-side motorcycle. Stuff that you can take over to Silver Lake Sand Dunes and ride around like a madman. Keep your head on a swivel, though. There was another incident the other day. More on that later. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com for more information. They are on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. I have lots of directions that I could go today. But I might as well focus on what I teased when I, you know, put the little descriptor as to what I'm talking about. Took the fraud bus out again. Now, for those of you that don't know, got this damn RV in January. I had traded in the one that we had forever. And, you know, that one, we never had a problem with it. 7 years, we tooled around in America in that thing, all these different trips, and never had a problem. Not a one. We go, hey, let's trade it in. Let's trade the thing in and, you know, give the old girl a break. Let's get a new one. Was so excited. This was an upgrade. A little bit more cash, you know? But I was like, that's okay, you know? YOLO! Isn't that what people say? YOLO, you only live once. You can't take it with you. Which, I love that type of outlook. YOLO! We're gonna ride in style to some beautiful locations and destinations. We're going to go up north to Grayling. We're going to have so much fun getting old in the fraud bus. David says, if it was so great, why did you trade it in? Hey, I'm asking myself that right now, buddy. Why did I do that? I wish I had it back. I've had nothing but heartache with this new one. Quite literally, the first time we took it out within 50 miles, there was an issue. There has been one, maybe two times that we've taken it out and didn't have to take it back to where we got it to get more repairs. Kenny is here. He writes, YOLO is for dumb kids that never heard of carpe diem. Same thing. Seize the day. Seize the day. So we're staying at my, after this party we went to, I'll tell you more about that in a bit. I'm in my dad's driveway. It's night time. We fire up the generator. And it was a humid night in southeast Michigan by Detroit. So we had the air on. And then in the middle of the night, all power goes out. The Jenny provides the power. We've had lots of problems with that thing, but I noticed right away the generator is still running, but no power. And it was just like, it all just stopped. I'm like, uh-oh. Check fuses. The extent of my troubleshooting is fuse checking. You know, check the breaker box inside of the thing. check the fuses on the actual generator. Everything's fine. Everything's in working order. So yet another, just out of the blue, things stop working. And that has been the absolute pile of shit disaster that this thing is. I'm going to read to you the email that I sent Guy, who is the general manager of the facility that sold me this pile of shit. I think, at least I think I am. Hello, gentlemen. Here's the latest. I took the lemon to Detroit. During the overnight, power went out. Generator continued to run, but no power. Outlets didn't work. AC shut off. No power to the microwave. I plugged into the house where I was parked at. Then the microwave worked. I reset all the breakers in the coach and on the generator. That did not work. So in a nutshell, generator runs fine, but no power coming into coach. I'm going to have to bring the coach to unnamed RV dealership for service again, which is a huge pain. I need the coach back for a planned weekend trip this weekend. I need it Wednesday. So-and-so round trip is 56 more miles on the coach to see you for fuel, wear and tear, and most precious of all, my time to bring the lemon back in for service. I'm asking for additional reimbursement from what was originally offered. Furthermore, until I get extended time with zero issues on this coach, I'm going to continue to politely ask that you make me whole. I think this is reasonable since the coach has been at unnamed dealership for more than 40 days this season. Some time ago, dude said, okay, for all this nightmare up to this point, which I'm hoping is behind us, EZ, I'm giving you a $500 shopping spree, which actually is quite good, and a $200 gift card for gas. Okay, great. I'll take it. Thank you. Now, I'm like, okay, another trip. Son of a bitch. Kenny says this thing needs a Breaking Bad treatment, loaded into a crusher already. I think what's so frustrating about this is the dollars spent on this. And what the fuck? Unacceptable. So I just take it back. I haven't yet unleashed the Kraken, but I wanted to go Kenny the Punisher on this and address a tweet or a Facebook post at them, at not only dealership, but the manufacturer. You know, and I still have, there is more blame in this going towards the manufacturer. They made a pile of shit product. Frankly, I would still buy an RV from the dealership that I got this from because they've been very good. The dealership has been very good, but this product is shit. I will never buy another one of these products again. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't buy another RV again, but I'm never buying another one from this manufacturer. This is bullshit. What a pile of shit. Fuck you. Oh, my God. You fucking losers. Motherfucker. Linda says the dealership shouldn't be knowingly selling shit products. I think they think that this is like an anomaly. You're right. I probably shouldn't give them benefit of the doubt anymore. If you are selling shit products, you should stop selling shit products. That's what this is. Kenny with a great point that the manufacturer obviously does not have a ton of Mexicans working for them. Right. Because it would be made appropriately. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I had the weirdest interaction ever this weekend. And I was at, this is a, with Charity Scam Mike, my beloved niece, Chloe, and her husband, Nick, got married. I married them last weekend. This weekend, they had a larger party for more people. All right. And they had it at Mike's buddy's house, who has an enormous mansion. You wouldn't believe the size of this house. And so that's where we're having the reception. It's fantastic. It was absolutely great. Really, really swanky affair. Which, by the way, before I get into the story, that's where I took the fraud bus. First we took it there, and then we drove it to my dad's house 10 miles from this location, and that's where all the incident went down. But at that party, I pull in, and I'm like, this is a really, really nice part of town. And it's kind of like farmland, but a lot of big houses. Like, this was all farmland, and then some farmers sold it all off parcel by parcel to people who built massive houses. So I pull in, and right next door to the house that we're at, I see another mansion. And I'm like, what the fuck? Holy shit. And I go to Charity Scam Mike. I go, boy, this is awesome. Because, yeah, you know who lives in that house? I go, no. He says, that is the home of the daughter of the most successful rap act in history. I go, what? Run DMC? He goes, no, you asshole, not Run DMC. Everybody knows who the most successful rap act in history is. See if you in the chat can figure out who he is referring to. Ben says NWA. The owner of that home that where I was staying was Haley Mathers. So I'm like, what? Yeah, she's had that home. She bought it, and then she lives there with her husband. She got married like 6 months ago. I go, I know. I remember hearing about the wedding. And Eminem's daughter owns the house. I go, wow. So I'm talking to the guy who lives next door. I go, so how long have you lived here? He goes, oh, years. I go, do you know those people? He goes, yep. They're good neighbors. I go, oh, what's it like living, you know? He goes, well, Eminem is very, very private. And one of the things he told me about Eminem that I did not know is that he does not spend money at all. Like one time, my neighbor was there mowing his lawn, and he says that an Escalade comes pulling up. And it's like the first year the Escalade was ever made. It's this old, beat-up, two-tone Escalade. And that's his car. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks. What I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code ERICZANE, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. The guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And he just gets out. He's always got his hoodie on, his backpack, kind of like reclusive. And the guy who lives there, he says he has a chili cook-off every year. And Eminem's daughter and her husband would come over and like be part of the chili cook-off. It's like a neighborhood thing. I'm like, that is so cool. So I'm there walking the dogs. And sure enough, she comes out of the house, jumps in a Range Rover, and drives off down the road. I was like, oh, my God, that's his daughter right there. I guess she's smart as a whip. From what I'm understanding, she was like a very bright student and graduated with honors from Michigan State, who, again, had a horrible weekend for football. You know, it's really a bummer. It's like, all these opportunities to put it in Joe Martinez's face, and his team is winning, and Michigan State is turned into a pile of shit. All of that hope out the window. You know, it's very difficult to beat him up when he continues to be right. Really annoying. Because Michigan won again. Michigan State got murdered just like he said was going to happen. So I don't know. Enough. You know, we don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to Joe Martinez. God damn it. Fucking horrible. Today's weird for your old pal EZ because I'm having a medical issue as we speak. Tooth pain. Oh, no. Right here. This one right there. And I don't let these things fester. I put a call into Dr. Lee. I said, look, big fella, I'm coming in. 2:15. Gonna go see Dr. Lee, which it's crazy because when I moved here, his dad was my dentist. And then Dr. Lee was my dentist. And now his son, Jake, is my dentist. All right. Now, at this party, the weirdest thing happened. You know how I am with names. You know how I am with remembering people I know, but apparently I know a lot of people there. And so I'm doing my best. And a lot of the conversations are like, oh, hey, Eric. And I'm like, no idea. I don't remember who you are. And I get into a conversation with this nice lady named Kim. She goes, you don't remember me, do you? And I go, I'm sorry. And then not only did I not remember her, but I didn't remember something that I should have remembered. It's one thing to not remember an individual person. But she said to me, she goes, oh, yeah. You introduced me to Chris Cornell. And I go, I did? Yes. I go, you mean the Chris Cornell? Like the late Chris Cornell? She goes, yeah. I go, I don't know Chris Cornell. You introduced me to him. I go, how? What are you talking about? I guess when I was working at a radio station in Detroit, he was doing some concert or some shit. And we had like a meet and greet. The radio station was inviting listeners. And my stepsister slash sister, Elizabeth, and this chick, she said, hey, Eric, can you get us backstage? And I guess I said, yeah, meet me so-and-so, so-and-so. I gathered them. We walked backstage. Chris Cornell was hanging out. I guess I had already spoken to him or some shit. And I said, hey, Chris. And he said, hey. And I said, this is my sister and her pal, Kim. Them, Chris, them. Handshake. Oh, the one chick starts fawning all over. I don't remember a fucking bit of this. I'm like, you got to be mixing me up with someone else. She goes, no, come on now. And then my stepsister goes, yeah, you don't remember? I go, I have no clue. I have no idea what you're talking about. When she said that, I was like, I thought she was fucking lying. Piano Finger Banger says, how the fuck would you not remember meeting Chris Cornell? I don't know. Kenny says, love how you have no memory of this. That's like forgetting you met Jesus. Correct. Ugh. That's nuts. The only thing I can chalk that up to is at that time, I was probably the lowest in my life that I've been. 27, 28 years old, 1998. I had an emotional, nervous breakdown because of this radio station. And so anything that I had to do with this radio station, it was just an awful, awful thing. And I may have just blocked it out because it was terrible. I cannot believe it. You could have knocked me over with a feather when she said, yeah, you introduced me to Chris Cornell. I'm like, I don't know Chris Cornell. What the fuck are you talking about? God. Kenny says Chris Cornell was the first vocalist I ever saw live on stage because Soundgarden opened for Skid Row when I was 14. I would have loved to have met him. Did you have that face? Were you freaking out the same way when you got your Atari 2600? God, what a great picture. Okay. Before I go to the staff meeting, I need to update the fat-a-thon. Week two. 1 week ago, this is what happened. Where's my fucking glasses? Shit. 1 week ago, Kenny got the victory. He weighed in at 319. Jeremy weighed in at 321.1, I believe. So Kenny got the win. Went to 1-0 on the season. Jeremy 0-1. Week two, they're tied. Jeremy wins this week. Kenny lost a very healthy 2.8 pounds. He's down to 316.2. Jeremy shed 7.2 pounds in the last week. He's down to 313.9. So he is now 1-1. Kenny is 1-1. Jeremy's starting weight 3 weeks ago was 335.4. So that's over 22 pounds that he's lost in 3 weeks. That's going to plateau, just so you know, okay? Kenny had already lost 40 before this contest started. So you have to understand that it's going to get more difficult as that first 30 or 40 flies off of you. So I'm still struggling with how do I get the victory or how does somebody get the victory? Do they get the victory from being overall lighter? Or do they get the victory from losing the most weight in the week? I think I'm going to give them the victory for losing the most weight in the week. Because I think that just makes more sense. Let me know what you think. I'm not even sure what Kenny started to weigh at when he started, when he did this. I know that Jeremy and him at one point were at about the same weight, 325. That's what we'll do. We'll go to weekly weight loss. So Jeremy's 7.2 pounds lost in the past week to Kenny's 2.8 makes him the victor for the week. So 1-1 on the year for both of the members in Fatathon 2024. Keep it up, gentlemen. You're both saving your lives. My God, is that awesome. I'm happy for you both. Keep it up. Thank you, as always, to Frank Fuss from MyPolicyShop.com. Frank Fuss is helping you with your insurance choices. He is the licensed, insured, insurance expert slash broker of choice on this very podcast. Reach out to Frank at BuyInsuranceHere.com. He will help you. BuyInsuranceHere.com. He'll get you started with everything you need to get your insurance selected for Obamacare, maybe a life insurance policy, which, I mean, come on now. That's something you really need. Why would you work so hard to take care of your family and then not have the peace of mind of knowing that if something happens to you, they aren't taken care of? You can get into a life insurance policy worth hundreds of thousands of dollars for not that much every month. Find out more information at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They are located in Grand Rapids, Michigan, just a few blocks east of 131. Take your car there, your hybrid, your EV. Their techs are second to none. The car dealerships take the cars that they struggle with to Irvine's. But don't just take the word of your favorite podcaster. Take the word of the customers. Go to their website, ervines.com, and take a look at all of the Google reviews that they display prominently. 616-532-6600 or online at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Also in West Michigan, at one point, you are going to need somebody who is an expert at tree care. Either removing a tree, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, or assessing the risk of your trees, whether or not they're sick or if they're in jeopardy of something bad happening, you need to call on the experts at Kuiper Tree Care. They are found online at KuiperTreeCare.com. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. That's all that they do there. And they want to help you. Three certified arborists to take care of you. 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. I'll be back with the rest of this show after the Q100 staff meeting. It's going to be a good one. I don't know. Till then, I will talk to you a little later on. Have a good one, folks. Have a good one, folks, and I'll be back. Bye-bye. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.